It's called infinity, just for my class. The
interlopers.
The
extended.
No, I'm just asking just to say a few things. During the Esoteric, I also like to understand the text with the Esoteric and read. Which is Esoteric not just on Mr. Schmier, but Mr. Blumer, to understand and to study. And particularly, I like to understand quite often the common denominator in the Esoteric and in the Esoteric. The Rambam, the Gemara says, the Gemara is not explicit, but the Rambam says that the Torah must always be, must center around the Sefer, the motif of the Sefer, the main motif, the central theme of the Sefer, is the chapter for the Sefer. So, and I told you, I mean, last week, before that, that when I studied Reishit, particularly Reishit, I listened to the Ramban's advice. Ramban says that whoever studies Reishit, whether it's concerned, I mean, the book of creation, in the Metaphysical account of Ramban, the book of creation refers not only to Parshas Bereishis. The Parshas Bereishis is the book of creation, there's no need to tell us. Bereishis is all the thing. As well as the whole book is one of creation. It was created the world in Parshas Bereishis, and the Knesset Yisrael was created. It started with one family, and developed and extended into the great community, the Knesset Yisrael. And the Ramban says something else, in Bereishit, Bereishit is the book of Sefer HaSimonim, he calls Bereishit, the book of the symbols. It means Bereishit has recorded not only what happened, the events which took place, that there was a certain individual by the name of Rome and he was in contact, in communication with Almighty and so forth. However, Bereishit tells us more than that. Not only what happened, but what is going to happen. My story is similar to Bonhoeffer also. He calls it the Book of the Simony. It is the blueprint of Jewish history throughout Asia. If one wants to understand the Jewish history, not just superficially, in depth, and he wants to gain an insight in the whole history of which he called Jewish history, so he has to study Bereishit. When I told you the first 2 weeks ago, that he was a Yerushalmi, as Rebbe, whenever he had an audience, I mean, whenever he had to see the Governor General, I mean, at the Rome Governor General, in Tiberias, this was the capital. So he used to study partial Bereishit. Apparently, what did he study for? In order to understand how to handle certain complicated problems. What to ask, what not to ask. And Rebbe was the great Rabbeinu HaKodesh. So here, Rebbe was very careful. Once he said he neglected to study Bereishit, I mean, Ladisla. And he came and he was attacked by Robert, and the definition was a failure anyway. But I will add to that Ramban himself, he said it, Ramban almost said it. But there is one thing to be added to the Ramban, no doubt about it, that Bereishit is the blueprint of Jewish history, and in Bereishit is reflected the image of the historical Jews with generations. And also it is a guidebook, all a guidebook, I mean, for the Jew who is sometimes confronted and very confused by his confrontation. I mean, it's nowadays like that. You say Fabresh is not only... Fabresh means say the Sefer HaSimonim, according to the Ramban. The Sefer HaSimon, the blueprint. What the Ramban means. Of course, the main my son is Shimon Lebonim, according to the Ramban, is basically the Jew has a double relationship. The double relationship, the Jew that must understand two relationships, or a double relationship, one relationship but a double one, namely, his relationship to man, to the non-Jew, relationship to non-Jew, and then you say, Yochemet Yisroel Ra'ami, he's a non-Jew. The relationship between Avraham Avinu, you got to understand, and Avimelech, or Yitzchok, Yitzchak and Elimelech, or Reishof and Yaakov, the real confrontation. Or Jacob coming in, suddenly attacked and by an unknown, anonymous enemy, again a relationship. All those relationships, I mean, are not only recorded, are related not only to events which took place, but in the past, but they're also related to a great future. And if we could understand the world, the past of Israel, we could perhaps figure out, I mean, wisely, what our past should be throughout, from generation to generation. What path, what role should we take? I mean, we don't know, sometimes they are so confused, they don't know what kind of a role are we supposed to walk along. I mean, it's difficult. May it take now out of Israel. And America and the Middle East, and it's not a question, it's not a problem here from difficult, this is not just a difficult problem, it's one that it's a problem which you cannot cope with because it is above and beyond the basic categories of the Jewish system. Such categories, such concepts are necessary in order to understand our relationship, that general history, universal history, cannot provide us with such concepts. The borders are almost on the non-rational. Anyway, the book from Bereishis is a Sefer HaSimonim. First of all, the Sefer HaSimonim pertaining to the relationship number one. Namely, Ben Yisrael. Of course, the hero in that drama is, of course, not Lavan, but Yisrael. But Yisrael. The opinion of Chazal had a different opinion. Chazal had an opinion that Lavan was not such a saint, and it was a very difficult enemy, and perhaps in certain regards, worse than Yisrael. Even though the Gemara doesn't say worse than Yisrael, the body says worse than the Torah. But I don't care. Both were enemies. It is the Sefer HaSimonim, the Book of Symbols, or the blueprint of our relationship throughout the years, throughout the hundreds and thousands of years, with the non-Jewish world. A very difficult relationship. It hasn't made any progress at all. Number one. Number two, there's another relationship between Jew and Jew. There is very much interest in our relationship to our fellow Jews. Or is Mishpat was written in him? Who is supposed to guide us how to behave vis-a-vis another Jew? Friend, enemy, relative, another relationship. It's a Sefer HaSimonim at two levels. So to say, at the level of foreign affairs, and at the level of internal affairs. It's being Israel and Israel. The act to Parshas Vayeshev, the Torah dealt as the Sefer HaSimonim, as the book of blueprints, dealt with a lot of relation. Being Israel, of course. Being Israel. It culminated, as I told you, it culminated, this relationship, Wenn die Mystery ficken, tertiary amuse the hour, dann wird certain attack with an antagonist, whose name we don't know. And then we're engaged the leader of an death mysterious knight engaged because apparently wanted to destroy Jacob completely. He has not succeeded. But we are not sure that that he will not come once more. This is that event reflects the most mysterious phase in Jewish history, as I told you. People who never met us hate us. Strange, I mean, in order to love a person and to hate him, his contact is necessary, indispensable. If I have no contact with him, I never communicate with him. I don't know him at all. So how can I hate him? No, how can I actually love him especially? The one exception is the Jewish people, the Jewish race. People who never dwelt with us, never came close to us. At least Asa had complaints. All right, I understand. Still, he was cheated by Yaakov. Fine, all right. But the Eva, Yahweh Kish, Imea, the Leisa Shachar. Who is the Ish? And if you put it out of his name to Jacob. Man who has never seen us. Man who he doesn't know who it is, who Jacob was. A man who had endurance and the tenacity to be in combat, to continue the combat throughout the night, throughout the dark, lonely night. This man, I mean, what motivates him, what motivates the Chinese, I mean, to be against the state of Israel? Isn't it an unknown enemy, an anonymous? I understand what motivates the Arabs, I understand very well, I understand the Arabs very well. I mean, you've got to understand the Arabs well. Understand the Arabs. I understand them in other. I understand in solid Russia. I certainly respect the state of Israel in her way to universal socialism. But I hope that Israel will not be a communist state, nor a socialist state, but be a state based whose foundations can be Dokon Mishpat, charity and justice. And such a state is resented by Russia. There's something else which is invented by Russia. People should, I'm just getting off the track. I'll come back on that. People have this funny illusion in the life, in the 30s, and even before this. People said, I mean, among them many prominent Jews said, that it's possible to change Hitler emotionally. From an enemy of the Jew, not into a friend, but into a neutral being, or into a neutral being, not enemy. At that time I told many, you are making a mistake. Anti-Semitism is not just a detail in the program of Nazism. This is the very heart of Nazism. Without anti-Semitism, there is no Nazism. This is the source of... This anti-Semitism is the source of vitality, I mean. Actually, of energy, the source of energy. Although the Nazis possess, in that time they possess a lot of energy. But very vital. And that's what makes them move, what makes them move. And be successful. The same Russia, atheism in Russia, agnosticism, the denial of metaphysical being, and of a morality which is given to us from a transcendental world. Those all and that human being is nothing else but an animal. A civilized animal, but an animal. There's no spirituality to human being. The human being is just an animal. I mean, this is out of the Darwinist theory. Is not just a coincidence that communism believes in all that. It's not a coincidence, it's a mistake. It's a part of the Marxist philosophy and the world picture. Because if man has certain spiritual foundation, so the approach, the policy of the communist party, I mean, is wrong. If there is a physical world, a metaphysical world, there is no communist state. Or there is no communism as a political sphere. In my opinion, is the hatred that Russia has bears against Israel is because soft calls off. At the very conclusion, everybody must admit that Israel is a representative of that metaphysical order, that metaphysical moral order. And then the whole outlook of our world, I mean, not just as a mechanical, I mean, mechanical system, but as a spiritual system, is actually was brought about, and the Jew is responsible by, And the construct, revival of Israel as a state, means the revival of Israel, well, of the reign, of the sovereignty, of principles and things cannot accept. That's also true that some people think, I just got a letter the other day, people think that we have to change our policy with Russia, and instead of demanding that Russia tell the Jews to go, the way we have it, they shall be confirmed to the people. Misunderstanding the mission of the Almighty. So you stop telling them because the Russians resent. When we go, I mean, why should the Jews leave the Gan Eden? If it's the Gan Eden, I mean, don't let them stay. But to actually prevail upon the Russians, that they should give autonomy, religious autonomy to the Jews in Moscow, and to start building. It is advisable to start building the yeshivas in Moscow. And what each yeshiva has a mikveh. And this will be financed and subsidized by the Russian government. I mean, you are laughing at me. But this is reality. It shows only how it's hippie to one country. It's reality. Another person was invited to be on the committee. Don't worry. You know me, I'm racing. Anyway, the relationship. It's the mysterious relationship between Jew and non-Jew is to be studied up to Vayishla, to the end of Vayishla. Vayishla, the scenery changes. Something new comes up in the day. It's also a Sefer HaSimonim, the Rambam says it. Sefer HaSimonim, it's a book filled with blueprints and hints and allusions as far as the future is concerned. But the problem there is not Ben Yisrael Rami, but Ben Yisrael Israel. Moreover, not only just two strangers, the relationship between father and son, between two brothers. And this also comes under my service in other words, Mechiras Yeshiv, according to the Rambam theory, Mechiras Yeshiv is responsible for the events which later taken place in Eretz Yisrael, which were recorded later by the Nevi'im and the Torah. That's what that's according to Rambam. Yes? Vayeshev and Vayeshev have to appear, not only if it's Mitzrayim, throughout our history, I mean, our history was determined, and definitely was shaped and formed in accordance with the story which the Torah tells us about it. The Joseph and his brother. Could you suggest to me some idea? Some idea about the serious reasons which became actually a motivating force in our Jewish history. Yeah? What do you think? I saw the Marcus is tired in the Makipur. Just a minute. I saw Rudy Marcus. Yeah, the pious ancestral. But I don't believe you need the pious for them. You can find it somewhere else. Somewhere else. Perhaps. The first of all is the Mechiras Yeshiv. Mechiras Yeshiv is an event, a dynamic event, not just it happened, a dynamic event which happened and throughout the ages it's been shaping the Jewish history or the Jewish historical experience. You're correct, no doubt about it. But you will find it, I believe, not in only Marzer here, but you will find this in the Yeshiva after. What is after the Yeshiva? Our Pishas Leisha, Pishas Leisha, Pishas Israel, the Labor of Shilenu, our Nichon Bakes and Dali, Tadi, the Rebbe in Bagwana Lai. In the theory, this after, and Shabbat Hayeshev, if Shabbat Hayeshev does not coincide, this kind. If you would study the parasha well, you would mention something unique, peculiar in the parasha, which is contrary, prima facie, to the very nature of the Askeri. The Gemara says that as a Nisan Yisrami of Yisroel, I mean, throughout the generation, that an Askeri must close with what? With Divrei Nechome. Not only Askeri, even if it's Askeri passive, you close with Divrei Nechome. But an Askeri is not doubt about it. Every Askeri should close with words of solace and hope and prayer. Because the Aftira, then the Aftira and the Aftira was introduced, I mean, it was introduced by Sheni, at Ezra and so on. So it's to tell people, no matter how bad it is now, the future will be a glorious one, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has promised to the Nevi'im that finally Israel will be redeemed and they'll gain independence and they'll return to their land. This is almost the universal rule that the Haftarah and the last few psukim, the last two psukim, should address itself to the community, to the congregation, and tell them don't be discouraged by recent events. Remember, the future will be glorious. The proof of what I say now, I mean, you can corroborate it. What are the brachas of the Haftarah? Haftarah is accompanied with brachas. What do they say in the brachas of the Haftarah? They say something. Rahim Al-Tinu actually before, in the metaphysical cases closed in the name of Masachet Sofrim, as when you got a certain broche, the whole congregation used to jump the tree. No one had to even in one of Dvarecho, Ocher Le'yosu Reikom, Kikir Melach Neman Varach Menoto. So what is the purpose of that there? To encourage, to implant faith and a sense of confidence. The Aftoches, confidence in the Aftoches, the Nevi'im addressed to the Knesset Israel on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, correct? Yes. There's hardly a single Aftoch which does not have this, the conclusion of the few words of encouragement and solace. How? They can move the Aftoch by Yeshu. Is there anything? This is an indictment of the people. Kill now the same official piece of Israel. And then the Navi reproaches the people, reprimands the people. Then, Mili Kriyat Hashem Ekin Dolok in Gilot Seyya La Vodavan Vili. Ali Shok Mili Yiro. Ad Hashem Ekin Diba Mili Yinov. Those are the words that we've done. We close, we conclude after. I don't believe that this is to be considered even a hope. And all after is actually, very. It's unequivocal. All after is unequivocal. The term is to tell the people how bad they are, and how corrupt they are, and how they work, and we will punish them. Why is this so? Because Mechira Siyelisim is basically the Aftira of Chum. Like the story of Chum. Kerem HaLashem HaShlish HaPis Yisrael Val HaBor Leya Shodem Al Nichon B'Kesef Tzadik Ve'evyein B'Avun Aloi. As a matter of fact, we don't know exactly whether it refers to Mechira Siyelisim. It might mean symbolically, symbolically it means people who don't practice justice when they are engaged in corrupt practices and so forth. We don't know that it is that, but then the Pai certainly interpreted it. Where's the source for the period and Kippur that I saw all the Malchus paid in all debt, with the Knesset Yisrael all the Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is exactly our task, because Vayeshev, you don't jump up and look out on it. Vayeshev is basically the Aftira of Chum. We are used to think that the Aftira of Chum is a privilege, an exclusive privilege of Shabbos Chazon. It is. The fear of whom you will find in many, but particularly in the Parsha Sayyid. While Shabbos Chazon at the end concludes in glorious words of solace and sosev, simcha, and joy, and rebirth, here in Vayeshev, not a single word is in Yisrael. Why is it so? So I have a strange idea in mind. When you go back to Vayeshev, this will be corroborated by. Right? When you go back to Vayeshev, Vayeshev Yaki. Yeshiv Yachiv, Beretz Megur Yeriv, Beretz Chnoan. Read it with Yankee. So Rashi quotes a Medrash, and we don't know what the Medrash is. Adds to the Psukim, and why is it so important for us to know? So the mother says, Eid Midrash Zoya Rashi Klotzi. Hayeshef Yaakov, Bikish Yaakov Leishim B'Shalom. Yaakov wanted to live in peace. Kofa Salam Rugbi Shoyeshef. Without any. Suddenly, I mean, the crisis, the Joseph crisis, the crisis was actually the split, the Knesset Yisrael, the base of Rome, base Yaakov, into two enemy camps. Kofat Salam, Rukze Shon Yisrael. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Dayon L'Tzadikim Asher Sukhem L'Elam Abo אבל שמבקשים לישים ושל בבלם הזה הם אלה פלא שאני יש את זה נתרם אביס את בגן תהיה וזה היה אקטיבית what does the matter say? What does the Russia say? Well, of course the Yankee wanted to have the answer to you שכבר איתו יעקב את גורו אבל יש סבל על בני גם אם רבים אמין זה was the biggest of course he wanted. What puzzles me the most is the Vayishin Yanshi Leretz Noam with the list of the dignitaries and kings and the chiefs of the Gnais. The Torah from Gavra, I mean dedicated to Israel, Roper. First of all, the genealogy of the Gnais of the Esau family, Esau's home, and secondly, the list of the kings. And the Torah says, list name Melech Melech by Israel, before the visitation. I mean, you know that well, that the Kabbalah, those two parshas, the Esau plays an important role. The whole mystery of Shira Sakir in the Kabbalah. It is derived from this part. But forgetting about it, that's nothing to take in Kabbalah. But what is the continuity? For Yeshua Yahweh, is Russia already said?
Kabbalah
is not Hanukkah. No, but before it. אלה יישוביהם וגלגוליהם עד שבואו לכל יישוב סיבור השינו יוסף יוסף בירזיים שונו על ידי נתגר בלו במצרים זה יישוב פשוטו של מיקרו לזול הדיבור על הפנות לא שרשת. I believe that Pshat and Rashi is different. And Rashi quoted, of course, they did not too want to speak in very esoteric terms, because what the Torah says here will be a shocking experience for us. But there is something else. And don't ask me questions before I'm fully. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to Avraham, to Abraham, and concluded the covenant between his community and all and between and Abraham and agreed to the covenant which included covenant between God and the community of Abraham, based on all. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me, I mean, actually promised him something. What did he promise him? For Yisrael of Ephraim Levitin. And also an Indian land, and promised him two things. First of all, you'll be my people, wherever you'll be, my people. Secondly, the land will belong to you. This is the breeze. This is the breeze. The breeze will not destroy me. And all the covenant to which HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I give you the HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Abraham concluded. So, as far as Eretz Yisrael is concerned, Abraham was promised that Eretz Yisrael will be his. But there was a certain reservation. What was the reservation? There's got to pay a price. Okay, no. Call it. Kei yeh zaracho beret lalaya, v'avodum vine meisam arba meisam. But finally, after a long, long way, finally we got as a gate. There was Matnas of Matan Oresh was included in the covenant, but in exchange for Matan Oresh, Abraham had to serve as a slave, as a bondman, for many, many, many years. When the Jews were redeemed from Israel, taken out of Israel, 100 years later, was the term, but actually, I mean, it means we fulfilled the tenai, the condition. Otherwise the Jews had no claims to Eretz Yisrael. Who gave to the Jew claims to Eretz Yisrael? What is the source of our claim to Eretz Yisrael? The fact that we were avodim, I mean, slaves, bondmen in Israel for so many years, correct? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not mention it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not mention it, the time is not mentioned. There is clearly, is any country which is not a part of Eretz Yisrael, is there a clearly here? So, who says it happened that Mitzrayim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu selected later? But as far as that night, the agreement with Abraham is concerned, the Eretz Yisrael was not mentioned. There is clearly. Mitzrayim there was not mentioned. There is clearly. No. Now, Choron is just as really just a strange land to us, or was a strange land of Rome or to his grandson Jacob, as Mitzrayim was a strange land later to the Shvatim. You cannot say that Mitzrayim was stranger than the Choron. It's not correct. So you ask me in the Choron, if this be true, so the question is, why was not the land turned over to Jacob right after Esther is spent in Choron 21 years? Why was it necessary? In accordance with the agreement, with the conditions of the agreement which HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Abraham reached. Why was not the Gezi Zraha Berat Oren? But what do you mean now? You tell me because the 400 years. The 400 years was not reached even in Mitzrayim either. What do you say in that? What do you say in that thing? Excuse me, that God.
Baruch
Hu is the
head.
Yeah, Baruch Hu is the head.
Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu. Baruch
Hu. Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu. I mean the continuity in our God. We show the same in the Lord. If we take care of one problem, there were no 400 years. I mean the people in Israel, the Jews in Israel, did not spend 400 years. Less much less to 200,000.
210.
210. But so what about the rest?
Yeah, can't. Good night.
So what about the rest, whatever the answer is, I'm the free answer, because the Jews would not have survived if they remained from it, and so forth. There are many answers, but there is only one thing. One thing that it did not stand in slavery. We were trying for 100 years, and we were not slaves for 400 years, much less. So what difference does it make, whether it is 200, 310, or 23 years? Years of suffering is different from our arithmetic. He has his own arithmetic. And what to us is difficult, after the war, but what to us is difficult does not mean that there is an, because the war has another system of counting and computing and adding up. It means in its when you say Boruch HaMokim Boruch Hu, that is Boruch Hishon HaKeitz, after this Boruch Hishon HaKeitz, according to his method of counting. The Rambam says about Averes for Shoshone, the Rambam says, when you weigh the Averes in the mighty kingdom of the Jews, wherever you be, for Shoshone, the Lord's mighty are weighed, if we kill death, if we die to shall kill death, in accordance, in agreement with the Kodesh Baruch Hu system of judging. So Daiti, who are you there? And he knows how to wait. Sometimes the head appears to be very light away. It's for us. But Kodesh Baruch Hu, his head is very heavy. And etc. So this is the case that the 400 years they could not spend in Israel. Because had they spent the 400 years, it would have disappeared. That's why Akadosh Baruch Hu has reduced, perhaps temporarily. As far as the goal is Eden, that's what the controversy is. So long and so difficult, the payment of the debt we have incurred so many years ago when we left the tribe before the 400 years. We are complete. But whatever it is, that will be saying that God. So that is one of Christian attacking classes. He says, meaning to the exclusion of others. This is this system of figuring, of adding up. It's this system. It's not, you shouldn't be in the mind of our minds don't grasp it. That's why it appears to us as if that the Gula of Mitzrayim came a little too came a little before it was promised, before the time which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has designated with Abraham. But Chishi Glasses, Meshama Lavrom Avinu, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do it? Vishom Dola Rishenu Velonu Shleyachat Bilvat Emid Aleinu Achal Seinu Vechodeh Vadeh Matem Chizroch Matem Yodom. Because we were ready to see it in particular in Gula Shifrai, because there could be both, and there could be both having care for the survival of the people and their spiritual identity. We would have applied a different system, a different method of counting, and then we would have had, they would have remained in Mitzrayim for so many years, for additional some say 190 years, and by that on, but by that time there would have been no Jews. Shleicho Novad Emet Oleinu L'Chalasenu, Tore Shlecho Deir Vodeir Endim Oleinu L'Chalasenu, Vakadish Boruch Umatzoleinu Miyero. That's why Akadish Boruch has taken us out after 210 years from Israel, this is also the reason why this is also the reason to say we shall go by the same way on us, that they know that they know, and they know that they know that they know that they know that that the Jews did not why this is also the reason to say we shall not have a sign of the Lord, we shall not have a sign of the Lord, and we shall not have a sign of the Lord, that the Jews did not spend 220 years in Holland, but in Israel, so not in Israel. Anyway, so finally we arrived at the Chishen, is that the Kodesh Baruch Hu could have taken us out, I mean, from Mitzrayim, after Jacob came, back, returned from Chor. Jacob heard it. He came in the Rachel, there at Bolehem, that was in Minimason. Abba Mishon is not, he didn't send Abba Mishon in Mitzrayim, and logically I don't see any reason why 210 out of 400 should be considered should be considered in accord, in harmony with the original agreement with Abraham, and 20 years not, you think? The answer is indeed. When Jacob came back from Haran, he was ready to take a run. So that's on the battle. He was ready to cover. The actor of Sakodin Robo was about to be implemented. And realized, about abomination. And that's exactly why the Torah before that speaks about Esau said, Esau, at the end.
He said, since he had it from his father, Yitro Hashim Tarash Mayim Shana Horek, he knew the Allah that the soul belonged to Jacob, to Yaakov. So then apparently he said, heard the rumors, the gossip, that Yaakov is coming back, so he said, certainly I have no place. So he moved to Har Seir. But Yosef, Esav, the Har Seir, Esav wedding. The whole refuse from Rav Michel Siadon, the Yoko Eret Migurayan, not to say something to make name. So the Torah tells us that Esau is actually,
Esau thought that Jacob's return means, will mean Kibush Oretz, the conquest of the land. And not only it was Esau's idea, which was a part of the Aftoche of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have precipitated and would have implemented that. Yes, that's what he says. Please, let's just say, Vela Amloch the Melech is in Meloch Melech in Israel. Who Melech in Israel? Melech in Israel is a business of 400, so many years. Melech in Israel is in the time of David. The answer is that when Yaakov came back from Haran, the Ashgoche was ready to hand him, to give, to let him have her at his word, and in the same manner as Esav got out there, without a long introduction. Vetel Yaakov et Esav, Vetel Yaakov et Esav, Yaakov, But that was the original plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vetel le'Esav v'Esav Seir, who le'Yakov v'Esav Seir. This was the plan, the original plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This was the blueprint. What happened? Exactly what later, hundreds of years later, happened with the Knesset Israel in the Midbar, with the incident of the Meraglim. You'll find in Bar Eichor, in the conversation between Moshe and Yisrael, where Yisrael extended him most heartily, Yisrael extended most heartily to join them. So Moshe was speaking in terms of a promise which is about to be implemented immediately. Moshe didn't know at that time that he'll never have the son. Because at that time, as the Jews crossed the Jordan, hadn't they been influenced by the Meraglim, the nation, the Klal Yisrael, would have crossed the Jordan. I mean, what walked up Or HaTeva wanted, Or HaTeva the elevation, as the elevation, the plateau, in Eretz Yisrael, which the altitude is quite high, and he would have taken over Africa. What happened? Came back and said that he turned around Jewish history. The Jewish history was rewritten in that moment, no doubt about it. It would have been a different history. The information that the Israel had caused this. That's called the boundary line separating Eretz Yisrael from Israel, from the Midbar. Exactly the same thing. Hadn't the brothers, that's what the matter says, Bitin Shiach Yivleish Yivishalva. Not to move anymore. How does Russia, the Medrash, know that this was Yaakov's intention? Yaakov said, no. From now on, there's no more Goyim. Because if I'll be in Goyim any longer, I'll lose my children. They're young, they're very sensitive, they're susceptible to influences from the outside world. I don't want to move them. That is for them, that's all. Kill it. Yaakov is more for them. British Yaakov, Leishim, Yishalva. Why?
ואתם פותחים, הישף יקב בארץ נועה, בארץ מגורי עודל. הישף יקב בארץ נועה, והישף יקב בארץ מגורי עודל. בואו תקרא אמפס, את זה נראה את זה, בארץ נועה, בארץ מגורי עודל, והישף יקב בבינן עד, איבא והישף יקב בארץ מגורי עודל, אבל הישף יקב בדרך ארץ, הוא יהיה נעד, הוא יהיה נעד, הוא יהיה נעד, that they do is the whole problem revolves about the Arts of Christ. But, because that's what they do. He said, but Yeshev Yachid Be'eretz Knoan. And the Teher knew very well that, the Teher did not describe Eretz Knoan. But Be'eretz Mikuri Ovi. Not Be'eretz Mikuri Avron, but Be'eretz Mikuri Ovi. Because if you think if you dwell or you establish yourself in the Eretz Migur Yodin, you move, if you establish it or set it with the intention to do it. I mean, in a land where Yitzchok lived, so there is only one conclusion I mean to be accepted. There was no exodus from that. Because the Yitzchak wanted to leave us as well. After the war, he told them, shame for us, Hazel. Sit here. Abraham had a privilege. He went to Mitzrayim. He shouldn't have gone to Mitzrayim either. As the Ramban said, but you went to Mitzrayim. You have no privilege. Who wants Yaren out of Israel? What do you call? Called Pu and Mechitsi. Rashi says, because it's
Al-Aklima.
Al-Aklima, all right, but this is called Pu and Mechitsi. Mechitza is absorbed, you know, it's forever. It's like Yeshev Yaakov Be'eret Knoan, but it's not Be'eret Knoan of Avromovina, it's not Avromovina. Avromovina is freedom of movement. So one day he went in to pass the fellow in Israel. Here when he's been Yitzchok, he waited in his mind whether to go to Israel or not. Aber die Woche in der Linie. Die Person, gut war in der Welt. Das ist der Apostel. Der Jeschef Jakob. Das Wort war Jeschef itself, in der Zeit, in der Zeit, forever. Der Jeschef Jakob, der Erz, in Kuri, alle. Der Jakob, finally, came back from Chor. Finally, made up his mind, no Gorez anymore. He's right here in Ashna. And this meant the Jewish history, that he'll take other Arabic ones. And they should be acting there. Ashna means and not to move, not to emigrate from Eretz, from the Ashna, not to depart from Eretz, but stay. And they should be acting there. Ashna, the Eretz, the Guru of it. It means his dwelling in Eretz Knoan would have been identical with that of Yitzchok, namely continuous abiding in Eretz Knoan without deserting or the land or without departing from the land, but steady presence in the land. The Eretz Migurei Olis. Because Yaakov, so what prevented? What prevented? Suddenly, something in it has no value in itself. It takes any passion, multicolored shirt. That's what changed the existence. Anyway, I told that Yaakov Yosef, but Yaakov's plan was not precipitated, it was not fulfilled. He had to leave Eretz Knoan and go to Mitzrayim for so many years, and the original plan by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have him take over Eretz Yisrael immediately, because the goalless condition was met, not goalless, he had enough in the home. The only thing is that he said the son of him, and the quarrel with the brother, and finally, the goal was prolonged,
for hundreds of years in a different land. The Yaakov word came later, the Shasheyos. The Yaakov could have gotten them that Arseyos, but the Eretz Noam immediately at the same time as Esau. But unfortunately, because there was envy between the brothers, the Yaakov was one of the Yaakov's ones. וישב יעקב המלאה תיקיטיס ודיקיס דחת ודיקיס דחת זה לא תורי איתורס 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 פרטי פור יעקב תרמיינת לא תרמיינת תגור תותי מצרים. And the clothes of the goers had been changed, not for 20 years, one after the year of Enoch, but according to the manager of the Yaakov and Bonos, to 210 years, in 10 years. It is exactly what influenced the Jewish history, the great extent, from the beginning of different Jewish history. And that's the reason why when Jacob and Joseph and Benjamin met years later, it was Yisha, 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 because Chum Beshamir, what is God, Chum Beshamir, what is the common denominator of the Humbus and Lizards? And Jesus, the Shira Jesus, that they cried after they met each other, and after they embraced, they hugged each other. And so they cried. Of course, there were sometimes one cries because of joy. But they were too great and too strong and too disciplined in their character to cry. It's good for elderly people, for all the women, but not for Yeshiv, for Yeshiv Minyomi, Snake de la Bea. So Rashi says that a good cause. A good cause to cry. Because if the whole drama hasn't taken place, we would, the whole Jewish history, We would have been a different one, completely different. The interesting is that's why Vayeshev that terror has not a holiday. Because Vayeshev is that terror, from my swabber, similar body, as a terror at home. The terror is saturated. Because the Chum was prescribed already at the time when they sent away Yosef, he placed traders from the side. And I want to call your attention to something else. In my opinion, the common denominator between the secret by Yosef and Dr. As he said, as he pointed out, this is the first pasuk of Am Nichon Akesef Tzadik Ve'evim Bavon Olein. There's something else. If you take a look at that there. Take a look at that there. Take a look at that there. And this will be all. There is another head that Aftira mentions. What is the other head? What is the other head that Aftira mentions? What? Zuz, we don't know what we can do. The head that Aftira emphasizes, the Adam, not emphasizes and repeats and triples it. What head? What head? So you read through that there. That there is the short one. לא? If you are in trouble to know, what is another common denominator? That's the revelation. The Aftere is repeated a few times. Even though we all come with nation and vision, בחוריכם נזיר, אחרי זה בית ישראל, נאמר בשם, ותשקס הנזיר עם גויים, ועל הנביאים צביסים להם הרי של נבוכה. זה נגן. כי לישה, אבי שם מלכים דובו, כי עם גובו סגל עבודו בנביאים, אל ישות מלאירו אבי שם, רכים דיבר מלאירו. לבוא את מה אתם מבטאים. Apparently, I do the bias ratio in Micho. Micho was the prophet in Eretz Yisrael, not in the Jewish Judea part, but in the Israelite part. They did not like the being. The story Nomos, the Nomos came, Nomos was from Eretz Yehuda, not like Shlokon Eretz Yehuda. And they came to Shomron was a metropolitan center. Shomron has already adapted the pagan civilization as its neighboring country. So Nevi'im were not popular. And then Anovi came and began to say, Shamatya the thing goes, all the brach locho alas Yehuda. We come to them, go to the patronage, Don't tell us that. We don't want to hear nobody. And it's a threat to stop a nobleman, not only a threat, but a danger. But we tell the Tashkes and Uviri that we're very young, while I believe to be some lame already come. Ayishak Ali Bayar, the Terez Eile, הייתם כפי כלם ממנוסי בוטים רוחר. אילתי אירוע בו עיר, בדישם לרוסר. כי ליסה דישם הלכים, כי מגיב עשוי דיו לעבוד ולנביאים. אה אישו מילי אירו, הדישם הלכים דיבר מילי אינובל. This is the one that is the most greatest thing to stop and only come to live in the world. And because of this thing, Yerushalayim was coming up to fight, Shiva in this was destroyed, and Aseret HaShvatim dispersed all over the world. What did the brother want Jesus to do? What did the brother stop dreaming? What Jesus did not dream, it was prophecy. Venire, my dear. My dear Halamesha. So Rashi interprets. This is not a statement by the Swati. But the brothers. The brothers said, Venire, my dear Halamesha. How much reality there will be to his dreams. It means the dreams were not just a common word, but the dream to wear a sparkle of the world, have a sparkle of the world, a reflected the world. Because the dreams came true. What did the brothers want? The Yisnei said, I'll have a Mesner, I'll draw up. They wanted to Jesus to stop prophesying, to be as realistic as they are. This is a Yeshiv Yaakov that we go all in that now. Very clearly Yaakov Yeshiv. Yaakov Yeshiv. And this is the Chet actually. But Tashkulis and Mizir and Yoyen were on the Vina Matur late in Nabu. But the brothers who didn't like it,
investigation of this Chalamechala, Chalamechala and Zorah. That's why later, so it means that what later happened in Shomron, the day when the people of Shomron forbade prophesying, forbade prophecy, the presence of prophecy, and they demanded from the Nevi'im not to tell the people what to be a Kiddush in worship, to suppress the message of God. It's exactly what the brothers did to Anton years later. And here is spells out, this spells Chuba. It's a Chuba. It's a Chuba. And the Tafira ends with the one person. Ari short mili yiro, Hashem hakin diber mili yinovet. The Rambam says, the Mir Nebuchim, that a Novi, the Nebuchim is not up to, it's not up to the Novi. I mean, it means to his decision whether to deliver the message by HaKadosh Baruch Hu or not to deliver the God's message. But he's compelled, he's forced to deliver. It's like, Ram says, it's like a glass of water. If you keep on pouring into the glass of water, it will begin to, you'll cause an overflow. So neither Micho nor Yosef could have stopped. Communicating with God. No Yosef could have stopped even if he had wanted. The dreaming, it's an impossibility. And that's why this parsha was selected as the parsha for Yosef. But in a way, Mechiras Yosef, the pirut bein Rachim caused the chum. That's why when they fell on each other and they hugged each other, Vayivku, because they knew the history, what happened in Beis Yaakov will be reflected by Jewish history. From the Nisabu al Yerushalayim. This is exactly what why they asked. This is the Aftera by Yosef. If there had been no reconciliation between Yosef and the brother, if there had been no reconciliation between Yosef and the brother, it would have happened. The Prayer of Hashem was it. So then all promises which have been both made to Abraham would have been completely eliminated. And it's only the reconciliation about which we read Rashabes saved the future. But not the way Akash Baruch wanted. It was a different way. It was prolonged and everything was prolonged with the Golas Mitzrayim. Golas Bodah and Golas Elim and so forth. What after did we read yesterday? I mean Shabbos. Just the opposite of the after marriage. After marriage is gloom, complete gloom and mourning. The Chesem spent water. Melech HaMashiach. The after of Melech HaMashiach. The Chesem. Melech Echod Yilam, Dorit. What is the last sentence? How is the last sentence? This is the word. There is damage, there is relationship. As in the case of the Vinam Soim, of the dry walking, we start out with here we go, or if you want to make start with Shabbos Chazon, with Shabbos Far Physical, we end up with Nachmu Nachmu Anuch.
Well, the same in the Kriya Korach, by ancient meditation. You start in Shkum, in Vayesha. The split, the schism within the Yaakov community, Yaakov's house. This means Shkum. There's not a single word of forest expressed by the Bible, etc. And you sign, and you finish, and you conclude the affairs. And the three affairs, is hope and faith that the Kodesh Baruch Hu will deny the people. And the Baruch HaMashiach. The case figures Shabbos Hanukkah. Exactly the whole link between Shabbos Hanukkah and the three Sabbaths. Those three Sabbaths are Sabbaths of Shabbos Hanukkah. And the question, what is the creation got to do with Shabbos Hanukkah? It's an old question among Bala Kriya. I believe it in what the idea which I developed, so the cash is not so terrible. There is something in common between the Hanukkah, the event of Hanukkah, and the Sefer Creation, and the way I developed the three affairs. Okay? Are you safe?
Okay.
The Matthew said that
Correct. He selected the day of Shlichus. Yehuda busy because he was Mishael, Mishael, and sorry. Yes, of course it was this. What did the Kodesh Baruch Hu do? Also, the Erev Shel Mashiach. He was busy living the image of the Melech HaMashiach. Why suddenly here on the day on which Jesus was sold? The answer is, until the day on which as Mechira says, the Melech HaMashiach would have been one girl. The whole idea of Melech HaMashiach and return from Golas, this is because if Yaakov had remained in Eretz Yisrael, no one would have been able to remove him from Eretz Yisrael, to make him depart. There would have been no Golas, there would have been no need for Geula. The Ashgochah would have weaved a different image of the Knesset Yisrael. But once Yosef was sold, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the people will not be redeemed immediately. It's a long road leading to Geula. And that's why the Melech HaMashiach came. But this is not only Rashi, Meirish Melech HaMashiach. The story of Roch, of Tamar. I mean, the story, the Torah told us the story of Tamar, in Yehuda. Yes. He's all right. First of all, I need to show Yehuda's courage and strength of character. Not only to be sure, but to declare himself, guilty. Guilty, yes. Correct, yes. But there's another reason. Yeah, correct. Correct reason. But if the purpose was just to tell us that Yehuda, in spite of his failures and mistakes he made, had the ability to rise like a lion and to continue by saying sot kamenani, so there was no need to tell us how many sons Tomor gave birth to, and the whole story is that Zorach Zorach came out first, and she was the thread, the colorful thread, and so forth. Why was it necessary? There was no doubt about it, and the Torah speaks about courage. So it is, the Torah relates itself, this story is related to another story, in Ruth. Who parrot Haley Hessen, and Hessen Haley, and Vidisha Haley is done. As Raj says, we bow Haley, Elo the Lambda, as David is a descendant of them. If you understand the parsha of Tomo, and you combine the parsha of Tomo with the parsha in Ruth, do you see that on the Hira says if something happened, which cannot be just classified? Brothers have committed a sin. They prove themselves to be cruel. No, nothing done wrong with that. So the new history of the Jew, history of the Jew was rewritten by Kodesh Baruch Hu on that day. And his new history is already a history with a lot of suffering. A lot of suffering. And a lot of mystery, as I told you. And amazement. Which will finally, of course, lead to. To the birth of the Melech HaMashiach.
Did that was my experience
after she was taken? Of course. A year and even more. Yeah. So Rashi says, and they have blamed him.
I'm going to blame him.
All right, okay.